I took this seriously.
You have a lot of bingo cards. I didn't realize you had that many. That's a lot.
Slightly overcommitted.
That's excessive. 12 cards, Brooke?
I told you I overcommitted.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, one.
I'm cracking up. Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute. Look at everybody looking at me like she's a psychopath.
I'm Ashley and I'm filled with allergies.
I'm Brooke and I'm filled with White Claw, but I won bingo at bingo night.
And you're here with us. And you're here with us on Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast.
guys, Brooke and I are together. We're like sitting next to each other.
No, like y'all don't.
Like I just pushed her.
Like, literally sitting next to each other, like, but facing a wall. Both facing a wall.
Because like I'm trying to like focus, but.
I just got, okay, so our other friend picked me up, and obviously Ashley has her girl, so she was taking them to the park, and I was like, oh, we can go eat, me and my other friend. And we go, and I'm about to pay the bill, and they hand out bingo cards. And I just need y'all to know, my obsession with bingo is level 12 out of 10. Like, dang. I love bingo as much as a 70-year-old woman.
And I just found this out today. And when I tell you that the excitement on this woman's face when she was talking about bingo, she was like, they pulled out the bingo cards. And I was like, we're not going. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I love bingo.
Like, it was like the bingo monster, like, crawl itself out of her, like, you must sit down. Like, it was.
So I did win. And I manifested it because here's what I did.
Period.
Now, granted, everyone else in the room had one card, and I had managed somehow to have 12.
Yeah.
I don't really.
I saw the video. I saw the footages.
Yeah, we'll post. So, I just needed B4. And when I tell you that I twirled my hands around and just kept repeating B4, and then they called B4.
I mean, this sounds like manifestation to me.
So, I jump up in excitement, right? I go up to the front, and the guy goes, wow, you just act like you're on The Price is Right, don't you? It's just bingo.
I mean, what's bingo to you is like Jeopardy for others.
Exactly. I mean, I would have like, okay.
Bingo to you is like supermarket sweep for me. When I tell you I've always wanted to be on that show.
That was the coolest show ever.
It was the dopest show ever.
They always went for the hams. The hams.
Because
they
them drones got mad. They yep. big. They thick. Thick. Okay. Yep.
They always
yup. Or the turkeys. Yup.
Cleaning supplies.
Yup, because them drones expensive, especially. Mm-hmm. Imagine playing that game today. I could get a piece of toilet paper. $1 million. You win.
You win. One ply.
You want two? $2 million. Because people really out here is paying for toilet paper. Oh, I can't believe that.
They made a whole show about supermarket.
Oh, man. That was a... But I saw something that was like... It was like a sham. Like, it's not... Not like a sham, but like some of the stuff wasn't actual like food. Like, and I, when I read it, I like my heart was crushed. Like,
what do you mean?
Like the turkeys weren't really turkeys. And like... It just... And it, oh, they said something how they would just, they wouldn't, it was all fake. So they would like reuse the same stuff and just like throw it back out there and mix
like
it around.
Styrofoam turkeys?
Like, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What was the other one? It was two levels. It was, I'd have to look at it. It wasn't supermarket sweep, but it was a very similar idea. It was two stories and they had to run and go get things in these different, we gotta have to look it up.
I don't know what that is. I was, when you said another show that I wanted to be on as a child was Legends of the Hidden Temple. Yeah. Yup. And do you have it? Guts. Do yep. you have it? Yup.
Yup. That one.
Oh, man.
Super slime. Double slime. What was it called? Double.
Yak? No, slime. Not yak. What am I saying?
No. Nope.
Oh, I know what you're
talking about. Double Dare 2000.
Yes.
Got it.
That was good.
Yup.
That was good. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yup.
That was good. Oh, man. Last episode, we were talking about VeggieTales, which I was just telling Brooke that is not how I envisioned the song to be. Nope. I don't know if I ever heard that song, or maybe my brain just shut it out because, I don't know, it was vegetables, but...
Shop Till You Drop.
Oh, yes! Yep.
Shop Till You Drop.
You know, I just need to be on... Because I know they did a remake of Supermarket Sweep. And I watched a couple episodes. It wasn't my cup of tea because I'm just used to like old school. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Where they were. Yeah.
Oh, and they had such big glasses and big hair.
Oh, huge. And they all wore colored shirts.
Yes. And overalls.
Yeah.
Or like mom jeans. Like before they were. I mean, they were mom jeans, but before everybody was like, oh, I need my mom jeans. Yeah. Like those were literally for the moms. You know?
No, like that's what they wore. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's our
intro.
It's our little spiel this morning, afternoon, evening, because it's nighttime. Yeah. So yeah, my allergies are acting up. So if this sounds crusty, I'm so sorry.
I don't have allergies, but I did have 6 White Claws because I won a $10 gift card. So that obviously had to buy another round.
Period.
Duh. Yep.
Also, if you can hear my daughter hacking her brains out in the background, I'm so sorry.
She really does.
Her allergies are also acting up. So
it's a whole house of allergies.
Yeah, we just all jacked up in here.
Yeah.
All of us jacked up. Me and my cheerings. But anyway, yeah, teachers are talk crap. Here we are.
This socials. Is not a happy hour.
It's not for me.
We also said that last time, though.
When?
Like, we said that on last week's episode that 20 would not be a happy hour. This is a regular episode.
Yeah. I know. You're like, oh my gosh, increments of 5. No.
No. Sorry, not the summer. That's not how the Foo Moons wanted it.
The Foo Moons. Yep, the Foo Moons. The Foo Moons on deck. Hashtag Foo Moons. what was I saying?
21 will be a happy hour.
Oh, yes. Next episode will be a happy hour. And Lugo's coming back again because she loved us so much. And Brooke had to meet her.
I did. I mean, I did not fly Spirit. I did not. I flew Frontier.
I mean, I always fly Frontier on my goal.
So, I got here.
Late.
An hour late. But I got here.
Yes, you did.
Nonetheless.
No paying
Frontier
for air.
Frontier even offered me a job.
Yes, they did.
While I was on the flight.
So, Frontier, sponsor us. Brooke's not going to go work for you because we're out here trying to get this money with this podcast.
Yeah,
but if you would like to be a flight attendant for Frontier Airlines, you know, they're hiring, what did you say, 1,000?
1,000 at the end of the month.
Yep, at the end of the month. So you better run. You better get your Jones in, okay? Go save them people. Go serve that air. You know?
What are you saving them from?
I mean, like, if it crashed, like, you got to be like, exit here.
Yeah, no. Okay.
You know what I mean? All right. Like, they're not just like.
Here's peanuts.
Yeah. They don't even get
peanuts. Somebody got Fireball today. The guy beside me ordered a shot of Fireball.
Dang.
Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Man, was that a rum day?
What kind of day did you have?
I mean, I used to like Fireball with a rum shatter for your mother.
Have you had Angry Balls?
Yes. That was my drink for a while. I haven't had Angry Orchards in a long time.
Yeah, I used to love Angry Orchards.
Me too. Oh, and when they had the green one. Oh!
Should that be what we get? I mean, we have the 10%, but do we want to be blackout?
I mean, we're going to be blasted if we drink those. Ooh. So I have these. I can't even remember what they're called. What are they called? I have to go look in the fridge. Hold on.
They're called... Regardless, Ashley has bought our happy hour drinks, which you guys will hear a week from when this comes out. And she bought 10%. 10%. Obviously, we're going to repeat
all
of this.
Well, I bought these for the house, and then I just figured you were coming, so just kill two birds with one stone.
Mm.
It's called
10%.
Devil's Backbone.
Devil. The word devil is in the title. Distilling, Devil's Backbone.
Distilling Cove. Devil's Backbone Distilling Cove. And it's called the Smash Pack. And they have all the smashes. They got orange. No, they got grapefruit, lemonade, and there's another flavor that I forgot. But they're in there. And 10% I had,
and the word devil in the same sentence.
Yep. I had 1.5 over the weekend, and I fell asleep and woke myself up because I snored too loud and was just very confused on my couch. So
there's that.
So maybe we'll have to get something else for the happy hour, or else we literally may not finish it.
Keep in mind, you and Lugo have to go to work the next day. Yeah.
God, yeah. I mean, my mom ain't raised no punk. So, so period. Challenge accepted. Mm. Yeah. If you work with me, mind your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you see me at your school without permission, mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business. We had to do what we had to do.
Be up there with Ashley teaching the children.
We having a karaoke party tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming after the half day. I'm going to CrossFit first.
So how are you coming? You going Uber?
Yeah. Why can't I Uber?
I mean, you can Uber.
It's not far, right?
I mean, it's like 30 minutes.
Dang.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could figure that out after. Anyway. Yeah. Anywho. Wow. This intro is going to be long as hell.
No, it's already 10 minutes. Nope. We've already recorded a few.
Well, this is the beginning. I got clipped at to get the piece for the beginning before that.
Oh,
bell.
Yeah. But then we're right then, at 10. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're
yeah. We're cool. We're cool. Social medias, we have them, we love them, we want you to follow us. Our first is our tickety tock. Don't nope, we don't ever do that one first.
We do the Grammy.
Yeah,
we can do tickety tock don't stops.
Yeah, I already started it.
Yeah, so tickety tock don't stop. Mine is southern uh-huh. dot math dot teacher no dot
no dot mm-hmm. just two dots
just two
uno dos. Mm-hmm. And mine is Branny. That is Brant with 3 Y's and an underscore.
I want to point out that you have really good posture right now, and I will like note your back of Hunch Dame.
Do
Hunch
I? Dame.
Look at you. The look at the difference right now. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I don't know. I always just have to sit. I don't know.
You also have that mic now that allows you to do that.
I mean, I could sit like that, but I just like being up here in the thing. Yeah. But also, sidebar, my sister called me very upset the other day. And she said, I know Brooke is coming to your home, so I need you to tell her this because I was very upset. And I said, okay, like, what happened? She was like, so I was listening to your most recent episode, and you know how you go, Branny, with 3 Y's and an underscore? And she started to say, don't forget the underscore, and you did not say it in the
episode?
I can't not the one we just recorded, the one before. Was it 7, we just recorded 19, 18?
The mini lesson.
Yep, she was very upset. She was very angry. So please don't ever do that again, because she came at me very aggressive.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
And we just forgot to do it again, so I'm just going to rewind it. So
you haven't even said yours yet, though.
No, I did. See, look, them white claws, girl. Ciao. So okay, once again, if you forgot, my tickety-tock, don't stop, is Branny. That is Brant with 3 Y's and an underscore.
Don't forget the underscore.
And that's for you, Steph. You got it. You heard it here.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. Real life. Live and in person.
Live here together. What's after that?
Grammy.
Oh, the Instagrammy. So our Instagrammy is Teachers Talk Crime.
Yeah. No podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say it, and then, yeah. You saw my brain.
I did. Mm-hmm.
My brain was just the gears.
And then I am tweeting in the Tessie.
Yep, always.
Yep. I might actually even show Ashley our Twitter.
Oh, my gosh, because I've never seen it. Don't even.
You don't even have the app.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I do for my teacher one, but I never use that one either. Okay. I was trying to be a better person, and I failed.
Yeah.
Epically.
Ours is TTC Podcast underscore.
That is
tweeting in the Tessie.
And also, Elon Musk, we still haven't gotten our Tessies. So what's
our up? Malfunction one. I'll take the malfunction.
I will take a regular one. Thank you.
Okay.
No malfunctions. Also,
take the one with
no malfunctions, please. And thank you. Yeah. Also, we have an email address. And, you know, no one emails us. And it gets kind of lonely because every time I see that we have an email, I get really excited and I go look, and it's just like, spam. It's just like, your episode is uploaded in Buzzsprout. And I'm just like, okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. So if you want to, like, email us.
If you're bored at work and just want somebody to talk to.
Or if you're, like, stressed and your teacher bestie's, like, out and you need to vent to somebody, vent to us.
Oh, my gosh. We actually have a listener right now that is, like, trusting us with a secret. We're the only ones that know.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's the best secret ever.
It really is.
And if you're listening,
But yeah. She has no one that, like, they can tell the secret to. And so, like, they're trusting us.
Right?
It's been fun.
It's been great. We love it here.
So email us.
At?
TeachersTalkCrimePodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yep.
And then buy us a coffee.
Yes. Or buy our Angry Orchards. Or buy our White Claws. Or buy our Loaded Teeth. Whatever liquid you'd like to buy.
Or the Devil's Backbone Distillery.
Yep, cup. That too. Maybe not that, but we shall see. That is buymeacoffee.com/TTC podcast.
Wow.
That's all of them. Yeah.
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 Wow. It's kind of weird to, like, hear us. Sometimes I, like, listen back to our episodes and I'm like, wow, that's, like, real.
I think that I go into, like, because I was listening to 19 today on the way to the airport. And I realized, because I'm literally cracking myself up on the way to the airport, like, dying laughing, as if it's not me and you talking. I think I go into this, like,
trance
when we record, and I don't actually remember things that we've said.
Oh, child, I'll be remembering, and then when I'm editing, I'm like, oh, it's about to be the part when we do the thing. Like,
yeah.
Because as we record, I think mentally of, like, okay, we can cut this and da-da-da. Because if I go in, like, bare, then it's going to take me forever.
I totally forgot about VeggieTales. And so when I heard it, I was cracking up. How did you forget about
VeggieTales?
I just did. And I think I knew about Allsty Frosty, but I forgot, like, everything that we said about Wendy's and him going to get the Frosty.
First of all, side note, guys, I'm sorry. Brooke and I haven't been together for a very long time. So this is going to be one of our longer episodes. So just, like, you know, check the show notes because I'm sure we'll put what time we start. Yeah. And then if you just don't want to hear us or you don't want to get to know us, you know, I'm sorry because we're pretty cool people. But whatever. On our story this week with the homework, the answers, bro.
I saw them.
The answers, bro. It was like a Jesus cult beat up a Wendy's employee in a parking lot or something. I was, like, reading these, like, nah. You have to go to the three lines. And then go to archive.
Okay.
And then you could scroll and see.
Oh, okay. Let me just read y'all some. Okay.
Oh, God, my child.
Jesus ran into a monster and they enjoyed a delicious Wendy's Frosty together. A church cult killing in a Wendy's parking lot by an employee.
Yeah. Like.
A pastor is a vampire and gets caught while having a Frosty at Wendy's.
Like, it was nuts. Because I think everybody interpreted
vampire
that.
Vampire bride attacks Wendy worker.
Like, it was nuts. I think, like, everybody interpreted the last picture as, like, a Wendy's worker, but it was, like, a frat bro. But I couldn't make it, like, huge. I had to make it, like, small so fit in the circle. But you guys did that. You guys did that. You guys did that this week.
They're hilarious. We love your guesses.
Yes. They bring us joy.
Yeah.
As always, we have our... Well, here's the thing. I forgot to ask my students how to say star student in Spanish because they were very emotional today. With it being the second to last day of school and I had to deal with crying children. So it slipped my mind, but I looked on Google Translate and it says estudiante estrella. So we're going to go with that this week for our star student, estudiante estrella. And I'm trying really hard to say that in my regular voice. Cause I know last time I would be like estudiante estrella.
See, it just your whole sound.
And I was trying, and you saw me sitting estudiante, like, I'm literally here twitching. So our estrella estudiante
is
the one. I'm unlocking my phone with my face. It is Jaja Gabora.
Jaja
cheeky cheeky cheeky.
Boom boom.
See, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Jaja Gabora, and her comment is titled, I'm assuming. Yes, her. Sure. Her. Yes.
Their comment.
Their comment. Thank you. My brain's not working today. Our comment is called Best of Both Worlds.
Hannah Montana.
Ooh, wah, 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 ooh. And her review says, love that y'all are out here just living my dream. Seriously, though, true crime and teacher talk pretty much consume all of my conversations. So this podcast is perfect. Fire emoji. And then they have their Instagrammy, I'm assuming.
Okay, what is
it? And it's at MJ John. MJ John.
Let's follow. Hold on.
At MJ John. I feel like this was for our giveaway. Which seems like it was ages ago, by the way.
MJ and then John.
MJ, A Y, and John.
MJ, A
Y. Yep, J A Y. Mm-hmm. MJ, A Y, John.
Oh, it's Mallory J. John. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, hey.
I miss you. I used to live with you, girl.
So, Mallory J. John?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, she's married now. She wasn't J. John.
All right, well, you know Brooke. Brooke knows you as Mallory J. John, so. Mallory J. John, thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Mallory, side note, is an all-around, all-American girl. Like, y'all, like, she did everything. She was our, oh, God, what do you call it?
Valedictorian.
No, in our sorority, she was over our...
Captain.
No, she was over, like, our religious stuff. Like
house leader. Praise. Worship, praise
something
leader.
Like that, but can't remember the title of it. Gosh, I've been out of that sorority for like 8 years.
I'm gonna say it's a praise leader.
Spiritual something. She led us, like, she led our Bible study. She did all the prayers and all of that. She's also a cheerleader. She was like awesome.
Everything.
Sauce. Yeah, she's awesome. Sauce.
First of all, and her name is so fun to say.
I know.
Mallory J. John.
I know.
Like, I would literally, if I knew her, her name would never be Mallory to me. It would be J-John. Mallory J. John.
Yep.
The all together.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, it's my turn now.
It's my turn now.
Are you making everything a Hannah Montana song, though?
No, that one is Kiki Palmer. And that story reminds me of my sister because she loves that song. And another shout out to Stephanie today. Wow. I hope you appreciate this episode. I hope you do. Okay? I don't think I've ever shouted her out. So shout out to you, sister. Love you so much. But yes, this is Brooke's episode. I have no idea. She was trying to figure out how to pronounce the girl's name. So
last name.
So I know the last name. Have no idea who she's talking about, but she's gonna bring it to us.
Y'all. So y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sit down.
Yep.
Shut up.
Okay.
The murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
Pardon the interruptions. Teachers Talk Crime would like to disclose that some of the things discussed on this podcast are their opinions. Ashley and Brooke are not pointing the blame on anyone. They are just two teachers with a microphone. Thank you. And away we go!
So, does rebellious mean murder?
No.
Exactly. No. So why do I say that? Because by all accounts, Alyssa Bustamante seemed like a normal teenager who was sometimes rebellious. So we teach kids that are often rebellious, don't jump off that slide. What do? They jump off the slide.
I mean.
For your age group. Mine are, I'm going to cheat on this test. Nobody's going to catch me.
But rebellious. They all got caught.
They all got caught. Y'all did.
They all got caught.
However, who she was in person and who she was online were not the same person.
Oh, man. She was a catfish.
It's that online stuff again.
She catfished.
Her online personality revealed who she was at her core, and rebellious was not the word that we would use to describe her.
Evil?
We would say murderer.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep.
It's also a synonym if you're a murderer, you're evil.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
So where are we? Well, we're in Missouri. We're in Martins, Missouri. This is a super small town, and by small, I mean literally, I want to say that my sources, it was less than 2,000 people. Damn. In the whole town.
That means everybody.
Knows everybody.
Yes, and that's...
You bought 2% milk, Joe down the street knows about it.
Uh-uh, he my business, don't do that.
Yep, he is, yep. This was a very rural...
Rural.
I can never say that word. Ranch style property, and this is where Alyssa Bustamante lived and was raised by her grandparents from 2002 to 2009. Alyssa's mom was an avid drug user, which landed her in and out of jail. Mm. And her father was also locked up at the time on assault charges. So the safest place and the most stable place for Alyssa and her siblings was her grandparents' house. They not only lived with their grandparents actually filed for custody of Alyssa and her three younger siblings.
Okay.
And one.
Okay.
So, yes, your mom and dad are pieces of crap.
Yeah.
But you do have a good home life.
Yeah. Like, your grandparents fought for you. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they gave you a really great life.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, to take you in and do all that. They're good people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They brought you all the way from California.
Mm.
To Missouri.
Mm.
So, not an easy task.
No.
So, if you're thinking that Alyssa was a troublemaker because of the whole nature versus nurture aspect that we've talked about, and we've like also kind of talked about Harvey in the past and how he displayed early signs of, you know, rebellion and trouble and the law and all that, you're actually wrong. Alyssa was an AB honor roll student in junior high and high school. She was a normal teenager. She went to church. She was active in her church. She had friends. She was on the honor roll. She went to school like a normal. She hung out with her siblings. Like, everything was normal.
Mm.
But what is normal? You know, you gotta ask that. She even went through, keep in mind, this is 2002 to 2009. Think back to where you were, Ashley. I was probably a junior at this point in high school, and she went through her Hot Topic emo phase.
Oh,
wasn't everybody at your school going through their emo phase?
I mean, I loved Hot Topic. They had the best graphic tees.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, definitely. And when y'all see her picture, she had the straight bangs swooped to the side.
Ooh, not a
with
swoop.
That one hot pink highlight. That was it. Yep. Alyssa liked to write poems. What that?
I low-key thought you were about to say porn. And I was like, wait, how old is she again?
She liked to write the script out for porn. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Ooh. Okay, bring it back.
Rewind.
The poems.
She liked... she liked to write... poems, and her friend said that she was always joking and like super friendly. Like,
okay,
she had a lot of friends. Like I said, she was also active in her church. She attended the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which, if you listen to any other podcasts, this is often referred to the LDS community. Spinoffs of the LDS community have been linked to like certain like cultish kind of vibes.
Mm.
Now, I am not saying that about her church. I do not know anything specifically about her church. I'm just giving reference to Ashley here to understand what the LDS she might have heard it from.
Mm.
She was very active in their youth. I cannot. Their youth activities. Youth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep, that's great. So, let us compose ourselves.
Oh, God. Yeah, earth. The earth.
Okay.
The earth of America. Okay. Oh, get it together. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, 5 years living with her grandparents and having, again, I use this word, normal life, in 2007, Alyssa attempted suicide.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She spent 10 days at a psychiatric hospital, and she was treated with therapy and medication for her depression. However, Alyssa, soon after being released, began self-harming herself. And often would show her friends her scars from the harm she was inflicting on her body.
So her life was good, you know, friends laughing, you know, buying your stuff from Hot Topic. And she just decided out of nowhere she wanted to kill herself.
Mm-hmm. They said that this later on in evaluations and from her earlier psychiatric evaluations of this attempt, she what they classified and couldn't release her records at the time. Obviously, later in court, her records came up. Mm-hmm. That she was suffering from a personality disorder and severe depression.
Okay. Noted. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was a little confused. I was like, girl, your life good.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay.
Yes.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Alyssa, according to her classmates and her friends, said that she actually never tried to hide her mental state. Like, she was super open about it. She would talk to people about it. She would make comments about it. She would talk about having to take her medicine, and when she was having a rough day, she would tell friends that she didn't take her medicine, and oh, I forgot. Super open about it.
I have a student like that in my class. He's in third grade. Call him Devin. Devin, he'd just be like, yeah, I'm super anxious all the time. I have to take breaks. Da da da. He's very...
We should normalize this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, own it.
Yeah.
It's part of who you are.
So, however, as seemingly normal as Alyssa may have appeared to everyone around her, she was a completely different person online. Now, we had the pink stripe in her hair. We wore all black eyeliner. We did the things. We wore Hot Topics. Mm-hmm. Some people took it as far as the chains on the belt loops and the bell bottoms and all that. That didn't make us murderers. That didn't make us psychos. That made us a part of the early 2000s look.
Yes.
You know? So, if you didn't know, Twitter, tweeting in the Tessie, jumped on the scene in 2006.
Did tell me she didn't have no Twitter. She had Twitter?
Yeah.
She was tweeting in the Tessie?
Tweeting in the Tessie.
Dang.
I actually, that fact actually shocked me. I didn't realize Twitter had been around since 2006.
I can't really remember 2006. I was sophomore.
I was a freshman.
No, it's freshman, sophomore, junior?
Yeah.
Junior year of high school. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about no tweeting and no Tessie.
I wasn't either.
No. I was all about the book.
I was MySpace. Facebook had just started too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facebook.
I feel MySpace. Like MySpace was gone years before that.
I think it was like a...
I don't remember having a MySpace in high school.
I think it was Facebook.
It was definitely Facebook. Because I feel like it was like AOL middle school.
Messaging anymore. No.
We
was Snapchat? Was that? No. It was just Facebook.
I think it was Facebook. Yeah. Because then everybody had cell phones, so you was texting, so you didn't really have to do the same thing anymore. Everybody
texted at this point, yeah.
Because at that point, I had a Sidekick.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's
my favorite thing.
Yup. And when you had to press the key 3 times to get a letter?
Yes! Hey! Oh, man. Look how far we've come.
We really have.
Yeah. One button.
Yep. Now you can just talk to it.
Oh, yes.
Tell it what to say.
Voice notes are my jam.
Yup. So, like I said, tweeting in the Tessie started in 2006, and Alyssa was tweeting in the Tessie. She talked about how she despised authority and even tweeted, quote, bad decisions make great stories.
I feel like you just did a case with someone who said the same thing.
Oh, no, it was Jasmine.
No, but it was like sooner than that. Like said the same thing. They despise authority. I can't remember the name right now on the top of my head. But like, why is it so common?
I don't know.
Like the word despise is just.
Yeah. But can you imagine a world without some type of authority? Yep. Somebody got to be in charge.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She also spoke of addiction and terrors on her Twitter. Those are quotes. So, like, she used the word addiction a lot. She used the word tears. Keep in mind, Alyssa was not an addict of any sorts.
Yeah.
Like, not on drugs, not on alcohol, anything.
I mean, maybe she considered self-harming an addiction because she was doing that.
Maybe. And she could have been speaking about her mom.
Oh, yes.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One specific message said, quote, all I want in life is a reason for all this pain. This does sound like someone who's a self-harmer. And it does sound like a Green Day lyric, you know, like that kind of error that we went through.
It's very, like, I don't say morbid. It's not the word I'm looking for. Just like it's so intense, but it's coming off like not. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And I like feel like I picture her MySpace like having her song pop up as like a Green Day song. Wake me up when September ends.
Or what's the I want the lonely
run? Yeah, that one.
That's my picture. Is that Green Day?
Is that Green Day?
I think that's someone else. But that's the one that instantly popped in my head when I. Yeah.
So she also made YouTube videos and she had a MySpace. Didn't we all? As well. Sidebar for Mary, shout out. Mary used to make YouTube videos.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Are they still on the YouTube?
We have to find them.
We do.
Oh, my God.
Mary, I have a video from high school on YouTube still, and I'm not a fan.
We'll have to find them. I'm going to have to show
you
these.
I need to write a letter to YouTube. Take this down.
Please take. Please remove.
Because I look like no. Yep. Take it down.
It was so funny. Anyways, Alyssa listed her hobbies on YouTube, I guess like in her bio section of YouTube.
Yeah.
She listed that she enjoyed killing people and cutting. Who does this sound like?
Jasmine
Richardson.
Mm-hmm. And did she have a pink thing in her hair too?
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Because when you said that, I was like, are you sure we didn't do this case already? Yep.
So one of Alyssa's YouTube videos had her brothers touching, on purpose, by her command, an electric hot-wired fence for fun. And she even says in the video, this is getting to the good part. My brothers are about to be harmed.
Did you watch it?
So, like, oh, it's quoted in all the court documents and research.
Oh my God.
So she enjoyed watching pain be inflicted on her brothers.
It's just so crazy how like she portrayed this person in person. Mm-hmm. And then online you like flip. Like I wonder what her friends were like, looking at this like, this is not you.
Girl, I sit next to you in biology. Yeah, what are you doing?
No, that's a lot to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Like switching like that, that takes a lot of energy. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
This is beyond code switching. This is like a personality
switch.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you said she had a personality disorder.
Yeah, I did. And she continued this online presence up until 2009 when she brought her darkest urges to light.
Oh, my gosh. She started killing people.
Well. So, on a Friday off of school, what are normal teenagers doing with a free Friday off? 15, 16-year-olds.
Netflix.
Well, in 2009.
Movies, going to the mall.
Oh, going to the movies, mall.
We
hung out in the Hardee's parking lot.
Hang out with your friends, you know, chat on the phone.
Video games.
Yes, video games. Yep. Eating mad snacks.
Call of Duty was like hot back then.
I was a beast in Call of Duty. Why'd I say Call of Duty? Mm-hmm. Yep, I was still a beast at it though.
Were you out in your backyard digging random holes?
No. Why would I want to?
A point taken.
That takes a lot of strength to dig a hole, and I don't have the upper body strength, okay? I don't.
So, on this particular Friday out of school, Alyssa spent her day digging holes behind her house with her bare hands.
With her bare hands?
Yeah, dug the holes with her hands.
What, is she a savage?
I just
imagine it being crazy like that, too. Oh, and her nails must bring disgust. That is so nasty. Oh, I'm itching. Oh, God, it's skeeving me out.
Yep. She's digging holes behind her house.
How many? Because you said holes.
Yep. So what you might be wondering, what are these holes for? Right?
I mean, with all of that, I would think it was for bodies.
Okay. Well, 4 days later, those holes become relevant. 4 days later. Now, around this time, in this area, where Alyssa lived in her like neighborhood, I guess you want to call it, but it really wasn't a neighborhood. It was a very rural area, and this was a ranch style community. So like they owned a lot of land, but the next house was probably a few fences away. You know, granted. Okay, so there was a 9-year-old girl named Elizabeth Olton that lived next door, or if you want to imagine it being ranch style, a few yards away.
Okay.
Okay. She was actually a friend of Alyssa's younger sibling.
Okay.
Because Alyssa has two brothers and one sister. Her sister is like 6 at the time, and this girl's 9, and Elizabeth and Alyssa's sister used to play together.
Okay.
Okay. Well, at this time, this is where sources vary, but I'm going to tell you the most common source that I found. So it's noted that on October 21st of 2009, Elizabeth asked her mother if she could go play at Alyssa's house.
or some house nearby. Now, the sources vary on that Alyssa's sister went over there and knocked on the door and asked if Elizabeth could play, and the mother said no at first, and then she kind of like was like, oh, yeah, y'all can go play for an hour. It's also noted that it wasn't actually Alyssa's family that Elizabeth went to play at. She went to a neighboring house next door to that. Regardless, Elizabeth on October 21st asked to leave the house to go play with a neighbor.
Okay.
Period. Point blank.
Okay.
Her mom said yes, and at 5 p.m., Elizabeth was last seen by her mother. She was last seen in general by anyone at 6:15. Now, she was supposed to be home an hour later. Dinner was actually being cooked at this time. Her dinner was almost ready. So her mom said at 5, you have to be home by 6. That's an hour of playtime. Plenty of time to play.
Oh, yeah.
When she was not home, her mom knew that something was wrong and even said that she had this feeling because Elizabeth was terrified of the dark. And there is just no way that Elizabeth would have willingly been out there wandering around.
Yeah.
So at first sight or first glance or first thought, Elizabeth's mom thought that it had gotten dark. And when Elizabeth had wandered home, because often the kids played in this like wooded area behind the houses, like the woods. That on the way through the woods, Elizabeth might have gotten lost and just was kind of like wandering around.
Mm.
So, obviously, they start searching. Now, a full day has passed. Police reports have been done. People have been searching. But a full day has officially passed when they begin questioning Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
So, they take Alyssa's diary and even found the shallow hole behind her home that was in the shape of a gravesite. Alyssa dug 2 holes.
Okay.
That Friday that she was out of school.
Yeah. These holes that her grandparents didn't see.
Right.
Cool.
I'd be like, why are you digging up my yard? What are you doing?
And I'm pretty sure she did not get all that dirt from underneath her nails.
I'm still stuck on that.
It's so disgusting.
So when police, this is the funny part. When police asked Alyssa about this dirt in her backyard, like, why, Hey, honey,
what's up with this hole?
Why you got these holes back here? Like, what's happening? Alyssa said she just liked to dig holes. It was her hobby.
That's weird.
You're 15 years old, and your hobby is to dig holes?
No, sweetiekins. That was the wrong answer.
You need to be over there with Zero and Armpit. What were you just singing?
You got to go digging up. Digging up, digging.
Yep.
Dang.
Alyssa should have been over there.
She should have been at that jail.
Yep.
What is it called? Lake Mer? I don't even know the name.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know what them crazy things that will bite them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The spider lizards thing.
Something. They look crazy in the movie, too.
Spotted.
So, yes.
Yellow spotted.
Lizards.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yep.
They didn't bite Zero, though.
Nope. Mm-mm. And not Alyssa either. Nope. Clearly, because she's out here lying about digging these holes.
So police kept looking around the property. We have found one hole. Like, what else we gonna find out here?
Was the hole empty?
Yes.
Okay.
The first hole that they found was empty.
Okay.
But it is in the shape and shallow enough for
a body.
Like, this is not your average circle hole you dug on the beach.
Yeah. Right. Like, this was an intentional hole.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So they find another shallow gravesite marked by leaves.
Oh, no.
And upon investigating further, they found Elizabeth Olton's body in this grave.
They found her. They found it.
Mm-hmm. In the grave.
After she was like, I'm digging holes for fun.
Yeah.
Child.
Now, Elizabeth is 9 years old. She had a cell phone. This is not in my script, but it is worth mentioning. They kept pinging Elizabeth's phone to the point that it died. But when they would ping it, they could see that it was pinging in the wooded area. And although they were searching in that area, they could never find the phone. And they could never actually say, oh, it's right here.
It just
kind of gives that vicinity.
Yeah.
So they were so close, yet so far. Alyssa was immediately arrested and charged with first-degree murder.
Yeah, she should have been.
To the shock of everyone in the town, this was a huge bomb. she was normal, remember?
Yeah.
Completely normal. A friend of Alyssa's even quoted saying, before this, talking about the arrest, before all of this, she, Alyssa, was a normal 15-year-old girl. This really isn't her. This was not the Alyssa I knew. Which brings me back to you saying, what were her friends thinking reading all this stuff online? Like,
yeah.
This clearly wasn't who she was portraying in person.
Yeah.
So, the saying goes, you never really know someone. Especially teenagers. Yeah. They can flip on you in a second. Yes, they can. Because Alyssa's diary is actually the thing that revealed who she really was. Although her online presence displayed a lot of her characteristics, it was her diary that gave it all away.
Yeah.
And her diary showed that she was actually seriously sinister. Alyssa, I assume, knew someone would eventually read this diary, as everyone who writes in a diary has assumed from time to time. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what if somebody actually reads this? Mm-hmm. She attempted to blot away the entry. This didn't make sense to me because it's described in a way where it sounds like to me she took a pen and busted it open on the page to cover up all the writing.
Why would she just throw it away?
Okay. That's literally what's in my show notes. Why didn't you just rip the page out and throw it away?
But you saying that she's like super sinister, I'm almost imagining that she kind of wanted someone to find it.
Yeah. I could see that.
Like, ooh, I did this. I'm going to act like I'm putting it away to throw them off they scent. But I wanted them to see this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I could see that.
Yeah.
But police, with all their gizzets and gadgets and gizmos and all that, Ariel over here. Gizzets and what?
Part of your world?
Yeah.
Dingle hoppers?
Yeah. They were able to read the original writing on the paper, where Alyssa describes the feeling that she had after killing Elizabeth.
Oh no. She's about to say something sideways. Yep. I could feel it.
Excuse the language. I am about to use a word. I know this is not a happy hour, but I am direct quoting from Alyssa's diary. Quote, I just fucking killed someone. I strangled them and slit their throat. And I stabbed them. Now they're dead. I don't know how to feel at the moment. It was amazing. As soon as you get over the, oh my God, I can't do this feeling, it's pretty enjoyable. I'm kind of nervous and shaky though right now. Kay, I gotta go to church now. LOL. Unquote.
You know what what really irritates me about diary entries that I remember so cringy? Like, you're writing a diary entry. You don't have to say, Kay, I'm going to church. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just say what you need to say and stop writing. Because are you going to really, like, oh my God, remember on this day, like, I did this and then I went to church? Like,
yeah.
No.
Well, my thing is that you brutally murdered someone and you went to church. I don't know y'all's God, but my God should have struck her with lightning. And
period.
Then and there.
She should have lit on fire as soon as she even thought of the word church.
Yep. That's not how Jesus rolls.
No.
I understand it, but he should have. Who am I to tell Jesus what to do? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, obviously, this diary and her confession when she was interrogated is damning evidence against her, clearly. So, at pretrial, because I don't know if y'all know how the court system works, but, and we probably haven't ever actually described it, you go to court before your actual trial to put in a plea agreement. Yes. I think we did actually mention that on an episode.
I didn't know it was called a pretrial, though.
I think I made that up.
I just thought, oh, okay.
I think you just go for your court appearance.
Cool. Yeah.
Pretrial.
Okay.
So at pretrial on November 17th, 2009, Alyssa actually confessed to killing Elizabeth.
Okay.
The judge set the court date and described that she would in fact, not described, he decided that she would in fact be tried as an adult facing the death penalty.
But I thought, like, so she confessed in there. Mm-hmm. She said, I did it. So she's pleading guilty. I thought if you pleaded guilty, you don't have to go to church. I'm tripping.
She hasn't pleaded. She just confessed. You can recant your confession.
So she was literally in there like, yeah, I killed her. How guilty. Do you play and plea? And she's
not guilty.
What?
Yeah. The diary, the confession. And something about her diary even led them to, like, where the body actually was and stuff. All this evidence, and she pleaded not guilty.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yep.
Alyssa.
I mean, yeah. So, in prison, while awaiting trial, Alyssa attempted to cut herself with her own fingernails.
Ooh.
And was suffering with signs of anxiety and severe depression. The same things that she was suffering with while not in prison.
Yes.
So, same things going on here. She remained under suicide watch until her trial. At trial, which was delayed for multiple reasons due to Alyssa's mental state. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind, the crime happened in 2009. Alyssa did not go to trial until 2012.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like...
Austin.
Yeah, it's just like Austin. I mean, I assume that she was not fit to stand trial.
Right.
And the judge said she was going to be tried as an adult, so...
Your defense team is trying to work their magic in all angles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at trial, again, we're admitting to strangling Elizabeth Olton, cutting her throat, and stabbing her in the chest. She told the court that she then dug a grave by hand a weekish prior to the murder and put Elizabeth's body in it. She also said, quote, the murder was enjoyable.
She said it's in court?
Mm-hmm. Well, the enjoyable part was under psychiatric evaluation, but they have the right to say all this.
Yeah,
in court.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So all this came out in court.
Mm.
The simple explanation given that basically boils all this down is that Alyssa simply wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's like her motive. Like, you can't say there was any other motive.
Yeah.
So,
but this was premeditated because...
Hold on.
Hey.
Psychological evaluation said that her statement, when she gave it, her confession, was normal and calm and as stable as could be.
Mm.
But they went on to say that even if the normal person has ever wondered what it would be like to kill someone, they don't actually go and commit murder.
No.
Like... Even if you're out there riding your subway to work because you're a commuter and you look to the guy next to you and you're like, huh, what would it be like to kill him? You're not going to actually do it.
Yeah.
It's just a passing thought.
Yeah. Or like even when I'm stuck in traffic and somebody cut me off, like, oh, I'm going to kill you. Like, I'm not going.
Right. You're not actually going to kill them.
No. I mean, some people got real rage. Did you see that video of that man who ran over that lady?
No.
Crazy. Real rage. Ran her over. She lived, though.
Oh, my God.
But literally video, she's running and he's like, yeah. Crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, Alyssa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was also mentioned at trial that the murder of Elizabeth was a spur of the moment opportunity seen by Alyssa. Because remember, she dug two graves,
mm-hmm.
which is what Ashley just said might give off the fact that it was premeditated.
Yeah.
Because this is a week prior to the murder.
Uh-huh.
You would be right, but it is believed that the two graves were because originally Alyssa was planning on killing her two younger brothers.
What?
Not Elizabeth.
Do we know why she deterred from this plan?
Moment of opportunity. Elizabeth was walking home alone in the dark.
Yeah.
An opportunity presented mm-hmm. itself in Alyssa's mind.
And then she was probably like, ooh, this little girl. Because I imagine if you're scared of the dark, like you walking around looking mm-hmm. all nervous, like, and Alyssa probably was like, hey, girl, you need some help? And then just.
Yep.
Wow.
Now, that is 100% speculation. They don't actually have proof of this. But given all the evidence that they found with the two shallow graves and the YouTube videos and entries in her diary and things like this, they speculated that she originally planned to kill her two younger siblings, but that the opportunity didn't present itself.
I feel like she would have said that, though. She seems very smug enough and very honest about everything she's done. I feel like if she was going to kill them, like, it would have came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. That's just what I get from her. She's spilling her guts.
And she's confessed several times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at that point, why you gotta lie about that? You know what I mean?
Right. What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
You're being tried as an adult.
And okay.
So the defense. If you don't know what the defense is about to use, then you have not been listening to our podcast. Mm. Because they were going to use the tried and true nature versus nurture aspect. They claimed and pointed out that Alyssa had a troubled childhood and they requested leniency in the sentencing. However, the court decided no. Like, we are trying her as an adult. Like, yeah. She is fit to stand trial as an adult for her actions.
Yeah.
And they also decided they would use in their defense that Alyssa was on, wait for it, Prozac, the antidepressant.
Oh.
Where have we heard that one?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, this affected her state of mind.
Uh-huh. Well, she was an ODing on it.
They said that her dose just so happened to be increased 2 weeks prior to the murder of Elizabeth.
But I feel like her online presence was present before that. So you can't say that changed. Because you literally write in your bio that you like killing people.
Correct.
So I don't. Mm-mm.
And your medicine didn't make you write that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And I'm assuming that this was like she's been on Prozac, but they just increased the dosage. But I feel like her online presence was.
Yeah.
Before. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, nah, you was always a little twisted.
2006, your online presence was prominent and you were doing these things and you committed the murders in 2009.
Yeah,
so. That's a lot of discrepancy there in the years.
That just, this Prozac made you this way. Sis, you was talking about this for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, from 2009 when the murder of Elizabeth Olten took place until trial in 2012, there was a lot going on behind the scenes with defense attorneys and prosecutors and judges and all of this. It actually came out that Alyssa was going to take a plea deal to a lesser charge of second-degree murder to avoid the death penalty. As part of this deal, she could possibly get out in 30 years.
Nah, bro.
This would put Alyssa at being 48 years old at parole.
Mm-mm.
And as we've said before, 48 is still a lot of life to live.
Yes.
That's a lot of life to live.
Yes.
My dad's out here living his best life. 52. Daddy Dozier. There was a literal gasp in the courtroom, according to court documents.
I don't doubt it.
You were trying her as an adult with a death penalty, and now all of a sudden, we're going to charge her with second-degree murder. Not first-degree murder, second-degree, and give her the possibility of parole.
Mm-mm. Especially with everything we know about her history and her self-harming and her what she's capable of doing. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
And so, Alyssa put on quite the show.
Of course she did.
In the courtroom, trying to show remorse, never actually forming tears. Y'all, you've all seen these videos of these people that they're like crying, and I'm doing air quotes, but nothing's actually coming out of their eyes. And it's mentioned on like numerous murder podcasts that we listen to.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, their grieving was not grieving at all.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to cry, but like nothing was coming out.
It was very forced.
Yes. This is exactly what Alyssa was doing. And prosecutors kept calling this throughout the whole court case. They kept calling this a thrill killing. Alyssa was acting in a thrill killing. She just wanted to kill for the fun of it. She did this because she wanted to know what it was like to kill. Like, zero motive. Like, her motive was just to kill just because.
But regardless, you wanted to kill somebody and did it.
Right. Exactly. So, like I just said, thrill killing is defined as someone who kills just to kill, zero motive.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alyssa goes on with her performance, and this kind of concludes our case because she says, I know words can never be enough, and they can never adequately describe how horribly I feel for all of this. She said to the family of Elizabeth in the courtroom, she went on to say that if she could give her life, if I could give my life to get her back, I would. I'm sorry. And I think I was listening to Morbid the other day, and somebody said this similar statement when they were being sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like it was Elena or Ash, and they were like, then do it.
Oh, I did hear that episode.
You heard that episode? And it's like, how can you stand up there in front of their families and be like, I'd give my life, knowing that nothing's about to happen to you.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally just going to go, you're not about to actually give your life. And no, you actually wouldn't give your life.
Because if you would,
you wouldn't have done it.
You A, wouldn't have done it. Or as soon as you did it, you'd be like, oh my God, I can't live with myself.
Right. So Elizabeth's mom's going to have the final words here. And Elizabeth's mom is not like other parents that we might have dealt with. I think we've talked about several cases where the victim's family has ended up like forgiving or just been semi-understanding or they've pushed past it and like started foundations and charities. Now the hurt never actually goes away, but they've made something positive into a tragedy. Elizabeth's mom, complete opposite. And rightfully so. She says that Alyssa, quote, is an evil monster and said that she downright hated her.
I don't blame her for that at all. This situation is different. The situation is different. She wanted to kill. She wanted to do this. Other situations are maybe there was a mental aspect in it or... Oh, what are the other cases that we covered? I just feel like this one, like you wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. This is what you wanted, and you did it.
It might not have been who, and it might not have been like how you planned. If the theory of her brothers is true, but you set out to kill one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
In your head, opportunity presented itself, and you acted on that. You then went to church as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And lived your life as normal.
Yeah.
So this whole guilt, like, I feel bad act, I don't buy it.
I just imagine her saying it all just really dryly. Like, if I can give my life, I would.
Yeah.
Like, just very, like,
So, Alyssa does still remain in prison. And,
Was she sentenced?
Yeah, she took the plea deal.
Oh, she did? She took the plea deal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that she was going to have the opportunity. I know she actually took it.
No, she took the plea deal, and she was sentenced to 30 years.
Wow.
Now, she could act up in prison and not actually get parole. These things could happen.
Yeah. Or even if she goes up to parole anyway, and they're just like...
And they could deny her.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. She is still undergoing psychiatric treatment in prison and things like that. Like I said, this all came out in court that she did suffer from that personality disorder. Yep. Now, one of my sources, I don't know if this source listens to our podcast or not because it sounded a lot like things that we say, but this online presence, and one of the things that this particular source said was, where could someone have intervened? Now, I'm not even going to point blame because, like I said, this if she wanted to kill, she was out to thrill kill no matter what.
Yeah.
She also lived with her grandparents. They don't know social media from Adam.
Mm-mm.
I mean, especially in 2000. If you had asked my grandmother to tell me anything about social media in 2009, she would have looked at you like you were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Now, is she all tech savvy now? Yeah, sure. But she's had some years to process.
Building.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So you can't say that, why weren't her grandparents monitoring her online presence? They didn't know what it was. This is new to them. Their generation never knew what any of this was.
But I feel like this is not even like this is outside of the grandparents. I feel like social media platforms have to do something to monitor these. I don't really know what because like, okay, so say you see something like this on a thing. Do you just deactivate their account? Because it's not like I'm going to call your mom because like, you know what I mean? You signed up with what you want to sign up. But something needs to be done because I've seen it on TikTok about like people posting harmless videos and then there's other videos of like racist people saying derogatory and their videos are still up. So why are you cherry picking?
Teenagers.
Yes. Like why are you cherry picking?
But you took down my video because I was sitting in a car and you assumed I was driving TikTok.
Oh, I've had so many of those.
Like
if it's wrong, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance.
Now, so that's we had this conversation, James and I, and we're not scared to disagree. Y'all know that I lived in China. Obviously, we all know what China's government is, blah, blah, blah.
They've been on lockdown for a minute, too.
Shanghai has, yeah.
Yeah.
They're running out of food. It's very sad.
Oh, my gosh.
But over there, everything that you posted was censored. And their bots or their machines that filtered all of this were, like, constantly flagging keywords. If you texted something, the anniversary of Tiananmen Square is this week. You cannot actually text the word Tiananmen Square.
What's a Tiananmen
Square? Where they were protesting and the guy bulldozed them and killed them.
With the car?
No, a bulldozer. Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, my gosh.
But I brought that up. I brought that up because of everything that's happened recently, and this kind of relates. Like,
yeah.
Why do we not have machines out there that are working to flag these things down quicker and doing something about them quicker, not just putting them under surveillance? No, act on these things to prevent. And then, of course, James, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people are like this. Well, we have freedom of speech.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. That's why, yes, we don't.
We do. I understand that.
But when it comes down to safety.
Yes.
Especially in the state of our country right now with mass shootings happening. Like last weekend, there were like five. One of them was in Philly. Mm. Like Philly, 45 minutes from here. You know what I'm saying? Like at this point in time, we're giving too much freedom.
Yeah.
And now people have the ability to do these things and to take these people away from their families, their friends. And it's not okay. Mm-hmm. Things need to be done.
Like, the fact that she put in her bio she enjoys killing people, that statement alone should have been flagged.
And there's no way to misinterpret that. You said enjoying killing people.
Yeah.
It's point blank period. Flag.
That's a statement. It's not a question mark. It's a statement.
Yeah.
It should have been flagged. Something should have been. No. Obviously, we don't have the manpower for an FBI agent to come knock on Alyssa's door in 2009. I get that. Whatever. But could you have taken over her social media? Could you have deactivated? And like you said, it's like, what is the right answer?
Because
at the end of the day, there were some young girls last summer that saw me, and they, like, one girl followed me on TikTok, wanted to make a TikTok. We were at the beach. We were like, I think they were like 11 years old. They wanted to make a TikTok. Of course, we're in bathing suits. It got flagged for child pornography. I'm literally making a video with young girls.
It's just so dumb. Like, who are the people? Who are you hiring? Who are you hiring to do this? Because someone's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not doing a good job.
Something has to be done.
Yeah.
Like you said, point blank period.
It does. And nothing's ever going to get better until things start happening.
So. This girl is one of the few female killers that you would see at a young age like this.
Mm.
Obviously, this is episode 20, and if you look at the majority of our cases, they've been male.
And we did just do a Fun Fact Friday.
Yep.
And it was, I think it was like 90-something percent are men.
Yep.
Well, not men, boys, but.
Yeah, the male gender.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did want to throw in, like, this case because even though it's not a male, you can't, like I said earlier in my script, do you really know someone, male, female, or not?
Yeah.
Do you really know someone? And it's not even a see something, say something. I'm sure her friends were just as confused. Like, what the heck are you typing, Alyssa? Like, what is that? You don't act like that. Who's that? What are you portraying here?
Yeah.
They were probably just genuinely confused. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but I feel like just for me, enjoying killing?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mom, Alyssa posted some crazy stuff on Facebook.
Look. You need to call her grandmama.
Yep.
We need to have a sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Intervention. Yep. So if there's an update, you know, when I turn 40-something, if Alyssa does get out, if we're still recording when we're 40.
Imagine.
I'll let y'all know.
Y'all gonna grow up with us.
Oh my gosh. Damn. Hell, Ashley.
We're not going to be feeble. I'm not going to have a cane or nothing. Oh my gosh. The 40-year-olds who listen to us are clutching their pearls. They are clutching their pearls. They're disrespected. Not Henry. You talk about one of them old ladies who walk with a little, you know what I mean? Like a little, I don't even know, like a little shake with it, you know? I'm not going to be that at 40, Brooke, and neither are you, okay? You're literally going to CrossFit tomorrow. Cut it out.
Yeah. If we're still around, then, Alyssa.
What do you mean still around?
Like podcasting.
Oh, I was like, girl, I'm not going to be dead.
Oh my gosh. James the other day literally goes, hey, you know, like I'm checking out of here like 65. He said, I just feel like that's my limit. And I was like, babe.
How do you just put your own clock on yourself? The number 65 is just really standing out to me. So I think that's going to be it. Like, what?
I was like, babe. He goes, yeah, there's no way I'm going past 65. I was like, what? Like, what? It just shocked me. It was out of nowhere. I'm
cracking up. Not just sin, Ian, Brussels sprouts. Like, hey, 65?
I'm out of here. I'm clocking out.
I'm taking my stairs to heaven. Like, what?
I mean, you know James's personality. Like, you could see him
doing that. And then you just genuinely looking at him like, huh?
What?
And him just like, yeah, just want to let you know. And just going back to whatever he's doing. Like,
because his ADD mind. He literally wrote a song. What was it last night? He picked up the guitar and he goes.
The guitar.
He was like singing and he was like, my baby goes to the store and sometimes I call her a. And I turn and I look at him. And I went, a beautiful girl. He said, you thought I was going to say whore. I was like, Mr. Sir. He goes, see, these are the things that go through my brain every single day. You've asked what it's like going through my brain.
This but is also, what it's like. Again, with the rhyme schemes, we just talked about this with Austie Frosty. The word that should have been there that would have completed the song would have been said.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Oh, man.
I don't know how I got off on a James tangent, but love you, babe.
Wow.
So that is the case of Alyssa Bustiante.
Dang. Oh, wow. 15.
Yeah.
How do you just, some of these cases just really just.
Irk me. Well, the fingernails got you.
Yeah, that, I can't stand. And my children are like in things and I'll just be like, I'll literally like. Scrape it. It makes me so sick. But just in general, that case, like for you to just be digging these holes and just having this plot and like executing it and then writing about how enjoyable it was, like
that. Once you get past the oh my god stage.
Yeah, like what do you mean? Oh my god. The fact that you're thinking and carrying out this plan in general.
Yeah.
I feel like there was no oh my gosh face for you. It was just like, ooh.
Even if there was, why didn't you stop?
Why did you have to finish? Because you obviously enjoyed it. So that.
You literally wrote that.
Yeah. So that alone, that's just something I just don't understand. How do people become like this? Yeah. Makes me so scared.
Mm-hmm. She's normal, quote unquote.
At least that's what she portrayed.
Yeah.
How many people do we pass a day that are probably like murderers?
Oh my God. One of my students told me that. He goes, you know, you pass 3 serial killers in your lifetime.
Yep. And that makes me want to throw up as well. That makes me want to get a license to carry.
Yeah. Don't ever start your days. What was that?
Don't ever start your days.
Like any other.
Yeah.
Because every murder documentary, she just started her day like any other.
So do a cartwheel when you get out of bed. Yep.
On Mondays, and then, you know, drink a
glass of milk upside down.
Yep.
No, just don't be ordinary.
Yep.
Be extraordinary.
Brush your teeth with hot water. I mean, I have to brush my teeth with hot water. Why? Every day. My teeth are so sensitive to cold water. Like, that water you just poured in my bottle was too cold.
Oh.
It hurt my teeth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, fun fact. Fun fact Monday.
It is Monday. I was like,
okay, sensitive too.
Wow. I learned that you were going to be a nurse lawyer. Now that you got sensitive ass teeth. That's crazy.
I love bingo.
And you, I mean, love is, I think, just a little downplaying it. I think you, I think you adore
bingo.
Or you are infatuated with bingo. That's a better word.
I will be that old woman at the bingo hall.
Not at 40. Not at 40. I'm talking like that. That's like 60 something.
Not 65 because James is checking out.
I'm going to say 60. Final answer. Yeah. They're like these crazy women.
Yep.
It's fine. It's fine. It's been a long day. Brooke was traveling. I was dealing with crying children.
Yep.
Yeah. So the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So adios, estudiantes.
Bye-bye.